You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest in the studio with me is Todd Bazalski from Uncaged Cycles. And you're going to love to hear the story behind this business. You can contact him at the office, 360-200-1023, and of course the website is uncagedcycles.com. So, welcome to the show, Todd.
Thank you.
So, let's talk a little bit about your background. What did you do before getting into this business, Uncaged Cycles?
Well, I'm currently a firefighter paramedic for Cowlitz 2 Fire and Rescue. I've been there for about 16 years, mm-hmm. and I was a private paramedic before that. So I've been in EMS for about 20 years, mm-hmm. and that's pretty much all I've done my whole life.
Perfect. So what made you think that getting into the motorcycle business was the thing for you? You've been in this since June of 2014, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I, we both ride Harley Davidsons, and here in town, we don't have any shops that cater to the Harley-Davidson crowd. There's a place that does the sport bikes, and so anytime you need any Harley-Davidson-related stuff, you have to go down to Vancouver or up north to the Olympia area. Mm-hmm. And so we just saw what we thought was a need in the community and thought, why not? Let's try it.
Well, we were talking about this a little bit before coming on air here, and I told you that the number one ingredient you have to have mm-hmm. getting into business was passion.
Yes.
And your passion is definitely motorcycles. What are you gaining out of this by being an owner of your own shop in terms of your passion with motorcycles?
I'll have to be honest. It's mainly for my wife. She's always wanted her own business. Mm-hmm. And she loves motorcycles. Gosh, you drive down the road and a motorcycle goes by and it's like a squirrel moment, you know? Mm-hmm. She just stops and gawks. And so I think that's kind of it for us as far as for what we were looking to get out of this. She wanted a business, and honestly, I got about 7 years till I retire, and I'd like to transition into something else when I'm done, the fire service. So
gives you a natural place to go, and you're a cyclist yourself.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about some of your first steps in business, because being brand new at this, a lot of the things you do early on in your business will really shape where you go in your first 5-10 years in business. So talk about some of the early steps that you took in terms of figuring out a business plan and figuring out what you wanted to do.
Okay, so my wife, she was a business manager at a local business here in Longview, and she dealt a lot with a gentleman named Jerry Petrick from the Small Business Development Center. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't call it a free service because it's prepaid with tax dollars, so it doesn't cost anything. And we went and visited with him, and he kind of gave us some ideas of how to develop a business plan and things to look at and that you don't think about when you've never had a business, all mm-hmm. the little underlying things, and gave us a couple books to read. And so we went and read those books and met with him probably a dozen times and presented business plans. And you know, he was never one to say, yes, your business is going to work, or no, it's not, because that was our decision. But he mm-hmm. would say, look, let's be realistic about this, you know, and helped us formulate our numbers. And we kind of went from there, and the excitement grew, knowing that we were going to be able to make this work.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Todd, because you're already demonstrating a mindset that I see in a very small percentage of business people out there, and that's this. Number one, you went to go find some advice. That's a huge step. A lot of business people don't do that. They figure, you know, hey, I'm Superman, I can figure it out myself. Or maybe they don't think they're Superman, but they're embarrassed to not know, and so they won't go seek the help. The second part is you read the books and you followed the steps. You followed the advice that you were given.
Yes.
So both of those suggest really positive things for the future of your business. Mm-hmm. That's great stuff.
Well, we keep going to any seminar we can make it to. Whether it's tax seminar or customer service, even if it's not related to our industry, we still go because we can glean a little bit of information from everything mm-hmm. and other business owners.
Mm-hmm. So as a new business owner, if there's other people out there that were thinking of starting a business themselves, any advice you'd want to share with them?
Contact your local SBDC, the Small Business Development Center. I think they're all around. Honestly, I'm not sure, but they're here in town. Mm-hmm. And set up an appointment with them. Just go down and chat with them and kind of throw out your ideas, and they're a neutral third party that'll just help you get moving and figure out whether you're going to be successful or not.
Mm-hmm. What do you think in your background prepared you to do this, to make this step?
Probably the customer service part. You know, mm-hmm. we deal with the public every day, and sometimes we deal with the public at the worst moments mm-hmm. of their life. And, you know, that's not much.
Without a doubt.
Gets harder than that, although I will say this Harley crowd is a little bit tough to deal with sometimes because those bikes are their babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned to you that I'm quite aware of the fact that there's people who love bikes and love to ride bikes are very passionate people mm-hmm. about what they do. And, I think that's a great illustration. The bike's definitely their baby. You got to think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very significant stuff. So you said one of your successes are that the lights are still on in the business. there's yeah. actually a lot of people that don't make it even as far as you have mm-hmm. of all the people. So what do you think is helping you still keep the lights on?
I think it's just our employees and our customers. We have mm-hmm. wonderful customers, and you know, we treat them like we want to be treated. And the biker community is pretty tight knit. You know, it's called a brotherhood for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all, you know, almost family, even though we're not. And I think that's it. You know, you treat them good, they're coming back in. I mean, we get a lot of people that just come in, and you know, they may not spend any money in there, but they hang out with us and they tell people about that. And they'd rather do business with us than some of these bigger chains that are out there that may not have that personal attention that they get.
Mm-hmm. You made a comment here about financing mm-hmm. and whatnot. you don't need to go into any specifics, mm-hmm. but how are your trips to go visiting with the bankers about financing? Was this kind of a frightening process for you?
It was. You know, we thought we had good solid numbers, and you know, the banks do like to see good numbers, but we had to sell ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And like we talked about earlier, the passion that we had and how we were going to make this work. And I honestly don't even know if they really looked at the numbers. They just saw the fire in our eyes, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and how we were, you know, how we had a plan developed and how we were going to stick with that plan and how we were going to make it work. And, you know, and that's kind of what got us to the next step.
Mm-hmm. So that passion that helped you get started, that passion mm-hmm. that helped sell the banker, this is actually a really great learning lesson for people in the business community who've mm-hmm. been around for a good long time. Because one of the really unfortunate things that I see with business people who have, you know, we talked about business being tough and all these challenges mm-hmm. out there. Business beats you up and it knocks that passion out of you. It gets that fire out of your belly. And 10 years, 20 years down the road, you're going, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And the passion definitely still has to be there.
Yeah.
Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest has been Todd Bazalski from Uncaged Cycles. You can contact the office 360-200-1023. Again, 360-200-1023. And, of course, find him online, uncagedcycles.com, and Facebook as well, Uncaged Cycles. Thanks for being on the show with us here, Todd.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind, but most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old, and when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work. go art. My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jumps and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers, airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, dreamers wanted. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.